your Ali C today.
They're battening the hatches a little bit anyway in Florida, although they think maybe Irene will head further up the coast. Sounds confusing. It always is when you're dealing with the weather and hurricanes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to talk about Hurricane Irene. Will it get up to a Cat 3 or a Cat 4? Could it slam into the Carolinas? You know, it's about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz all over the East Coast is, will it? When will it? How much will we see? What's the wind going to be like? And should we hightail it out of here? Here's Rafael Perez talking about not taking a lot of chances and knows what it's like after dealing with Andrew in Miami in the early 90s.
I went through Andrews. I lost it all. And that's how we got here in 92. In 93, we opened up a business here, and I went through it. I know what it is. And we were prepared. But I guess, you know, it was a strong hurricane.
And certainly, Andrew, is something that nobody wants to see repeated anywhere in this country. And in southern Florida, it was chilling what happened. It looked like several bombs went off. Speaking of bombs, there have been a lot of airstrikes. In fact, U.S. planes have been hitting Tripoli and areas around for 12 straight days. What's happened is the Gaddafi regime seems to have fallen, but Gaddafi is nowhere to be found. There are tunnels apparently all over Tripoli and hidden chambers and honeycombs is what they're actually calling them. He could be in a honeycomb somewhere. And the critical questions are, what happens when they find him? Ultimately, is there justice meted out by the Libyan people, or is it an international criminal court, The Hague, or perhaps Gaddafi meets some other fate? A lot of people, when they think of Lockerbie, a lot of Americans, particularly in the Northeast, who lost kids who were going to college in England on a little program from Syracuse University and from some other parts who were killed, over 186 Americans to be exact. And shockingly, when the plane literally went down, blew up, had a bomb on it, and all those people lost their lives, along with some others from some other countries, there was the sense that justice really wasn't served. And until eventually there was somebody to go behind bars, Al Magretti. But unfortunately, he was let out of prison in Scotland after serving 8 of 27 years for the bombing of that Pan Am flight, rather, in 1988, because he was supposedly riddled with cancer. And yet he comes back to Libya to a hero's welcome. 2 years later, he's still fine. His fate could change. And that is music to the ears of Victoria Kamak, who had a relative involved in that Lockerbie blast, and says that she's elated by what's happened with the Gaddafi regime, because it means there's an opening there, and hopes, in fact, that Gaddafi, for his role in the Pan Am flight, what she thought was his role, is prosecuted.
They either try him in Libyan court or the International Criminal Court would have jurisdiction. Overall, we are elated, and we feel that this is the closest that we have ever come to be able to hold Muammar Gaddafi accountable for his actions.
Yeah, wow. In the meantime, you know, we live in this age of living on our phones where we are tweeting and doing everything else, hooking up to Facebook. Imagine if your particular phone company goes berserk and you can't get through, you can't tweet, you can't reach anybody, you're just plain old stuck and you have no answers. That's apparently what's been happening right now as we are on the air. It's been going on for a while with T-Mobile, and our own Matt Johnson, our technical wizard, has that problem, so he's been looking into it. Matt, what's going on with T-Mobile?
Well, it started about 40 minutes ago. And it's been going on ever since, where the service is just, and it looks to be nationwide, the T-Mobile network is just down. which I have never even heard of any. I've heard about it going out in like a certain area, like you could have the Twin Cities where I am, have that go out, but it's here where I am. It's in Chicago, Dallas. It's basically everywhere. I'm watching Twitter. It's T-Mobile is a trending topic right now for people who tweet, and there are a lot of people that are pissed off right now, and there's going to be a massive backlash about this. So I'm waiting to see how soon they can get it resolved, and also what the problem was, and what they're going to do for the customers. What are they going to do for us? Because you can't have your cell phone just go down for a whole night.
Yeah, you can't have that happen. And he's right. What happens to the customers?
This is like the dark ages here.
Yeah, and who knows if there's some other places, thanks for that, Matt, that are also in the dark. He mentioned some particular areas, and as at this moment, 40 minutes and counting is a very long time to have that happen, a very long time with no resolution to this. Imagine if Matt were someplace and he was stranded. And besides the cell phones where we can all be ridiculous about it, let's face it, that is your lifeline when you're stuck and you're trying to get a hold of someone. I dare you to try to find a payphone. They're far and few in between. I can't even remember, to be honest, the last time I've seen a payphone. You used to still see them around, and I'm sure there are a few still out there, but I think it's a question as to how many, because I can't remember. I cannot tell you the last time that I have seen a payphone. You used to be able to see them at truck stops and whatnot, and I'm not so certain that they're readily available. Somebody who's stranded where you rely on the phone, boy, you are really out of luck if that were the case and you were a T-Mobile customer. Oof, at this point, no question about that. Wow. All right, one quick one for you. This is a follow-up since we're talking about companies with problems. I'm going to mention this at the top. Some of you are movie hounds. Like, I'm a movie hound. That's a way that I chill. I like suspenseful movies, and I like sports movies. I like all kinds. Actually, I like all kinds, independent films. I'm a huge movie buff, and many of you are. We do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday into Friday, and a lot of you send me these great emails about, you know, shows that you went to see and whether it was worth it or not. So I'm looking at Netflix, and I used to get Netflix, but then when they decided to raise the price to $15 or some crazy amount, I thought, you know what, forget this. It's ridiculous. It didn't even inch up. They just slammed everybody on the head with it, so I dumped it. And the Netflix stock dropped by a third since they announced that they were raising their prices. You had trading at a high of about $298 in mid-July, and since then it's dropped 31%. Do you know it's trading at just slightly over 200? Who are the idiots at that company that decided to do what they did? They were predicting that there would be this resistance to the price changes, but that it would drastically fall in the fourth quarter. I don't think so. I think that investors are worried about the costs of the content because of the negotiations with the production companies, and that shift in the pricing policy, I predict, you know, a $16 to get Netflix going up from $10 to $16, I predict it's just going to flat out kill it, because others are going to do streaming. Amazon has a streaming video announcement that they threw out there last week, so I think they shot themselves in the foot. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The heat is on for sure for Gaddafi. Now the report is that there's some bodies that might be Gaddafi's son and the Libyan intel chief. What Reuters is saying is that two bodies have been found, and they think it might be Gaddafi's son, Khamis, and the intelligence chief. That's what Al Jazeera also is reporting. They're saying, of course, unnamed sources. Now, this has been hanging out there for a while, so this isn't necessarily new news. It's just that they haven't completely nailed it down, so you're getting a couple of different versions of this. There's some confusion as to what's going on with Muammar Gaddafi, too, because they have not found Gaddafi. He really could be in the so-called honeycombs that are apparently all over the place underneath Tripoli, and maybe there was a way that he got out. Some people believe he did, and he's hiding somewhere. I have to think that there's going to be an appearance, and then it's a question of, is he granted exile? Is he tried? What happens next? There's a lot of the what's next when it comes to Libya, also as to who steps in Libya. I think you're going to have a little chaos there for a while, a la Tunisia and Egypt, before there are elections, and all that, of course, is ultimately sorted out. But it's interesting to watch, and it's taken a very long time. I think I am stunned by how long it's taken. In fact, I'm certain if Matt and I rolled back on a couple of shows, meaning starting in February, if we went back to when this first happened, I probably would have said that Gaddafi would be out, or there would be a resolution to this whole thing within the next couple of months. I certainly would never, I guarantee I never would have predicted that through the summer we'd be talking about the same thing. Absolutely. I would never, ever have guessed this. Never. I think it's time for a little levity here on America Tonight. And, you know, I don't know if any of you think about this, but I have to confess, I have been on many, many boats in my life. And when you're on those big ferries, you know, they have them out of New York going to Ellis Island and going to Liberty Island because the two are separate, of course. Liberty Island, where the Statue of Liberty is, and then Ellis Island, the actual kind of island. It is an island where everybody came in, or at least some of the people that came to the United States came in from Ireland or Italy, you know, the UK, other places, and that's where they were ultimately processed. But along with those ferries, of course, there's ferries everywhere. And in Helsinki, a Finnish ferry ran aground, and the main reason why it ran aground is because the captain was stuck in the bathroom. And the captain was stuck in the bathroom because there was a jammed lock, and the captain was screaming for help. So what happened was the boat kept on going, and eventually what happened was the 54 passengers on board the boat slammed onto a rock near the shore of Helsinki. So you had people that were a little bit bruised up. You had some broken table things, plates and other china and that kind of stuff. The Coast Guard is investigating whether the captain's actions amounted to criminal endangerment. I mean, look, he was stuck in the toilet. As soon as the staff member got the door open, it was too late. I don't know. Can you blame the captain for that? He uses the head, and he gets locked in it. So, really, can you go? What do you expect the guy to do? You know, if it's locked up, it's locked up, and they had to open it up. I mean, there's a million jokes waiting to be told here, and I guarantee there's some people that have told them. But imagine a man being stuck on the throne while the boat is still going, and sadly, it tanks into a rock. I'm sure it was just one of those quick things where he was going to use the facilities, turn around, boom, and he's got plenty of time. And then it turns out that he has no time. He's out of time, and it runs basically aground. I wonder if there's more to that story. Am I being too gullible? I'm not so sure. Think about it. It was a Finnish ferry. Somebody said to me, ask if he was Finnish. Was he finished? Get it? I know it's a stretch. Trust me. Definitely I know it's a stretch. So what a show. Typical of us on America Tonight. We start with the scenario in Libya and what happens with Muammar Gaddafi, rather. And also moving forward, the chaos and craziness that is Libya, does that change with a new face? So somewhere along the line, maybe, perhaps, this changes. Now, one thing that has happened here at home that's caught major, major buzz is the shooting at the 49ers-Oakland game. And, you know, this is what I think of. And I was having this discussion with somebody today, a guy that I know. He said, what do you think it is about sports that men love about sports? And his theory was testosterone. Sure, if you're on the field, you're releasing it and you're all world and you're trying to make the big plays and have the big hits. But even if you're watching it, you're into the game, you're pumping your fist, you're screaming for your team. He said he thought that was a major thing that was important to release that and get the aggressions out through sports. But certainly not in the way where people are being shot and being shot to death or having problems beyond the trash talking. And I think we have this, if we could roll this, Matt. This is Mayor Ed Lee talking about the 49er game shooting. We'll see if we can get that in a second. I think we have it. Again, just like what we saw in Southern California, the same struggles in Northern California, and unfortunately it's over a preseason game. Check it out.
I'll be working with the 49ers to look at the tapes again and make sure if we can identify season ticket holders who may have inappropriately let their seats to people that are acting unlawfully, we should have them and hold them accountable.
Wow, did you hear that last part? So let's say a friend of a friend says, geez, I got some extra tickets. You say you have extra tickets, you give it to your friend passes it on to someone else. That person passes it on to somebody else who they sort of knew, but they were a little shady, and you lose your tickets? Oh, boy, I think a lot of friendships would break up over that. And maybe that's how they got it, because they said they had to, that's what it had to be. It had to be season tickets. Someone passed it down. We told you about T-Mobile at the top of the hour that there were problems with it. Our own Matt Johnson is a T-Mobile subscriber, and he was having trouble, couldn't make a call out and all that sort of stuff. So if you do have T-Mobile, you're listening to us, you might want to check it because it could be on the fritz. Matt, is yours still down?
Mine is working at the moment, but looking at other people online and what they're saying, it seems like it's still down for other people, and I'm not confident that mine's going to last that long either, and there's a lot of people complaining that they can't get through to customer service, and that even when they do get through to customer service, it seems like they don't know what's going on either. So it's kind of a big cluster bleep right now.
Yeah, and that's a bummer, too, because anybody who subscribes to any cell service, as you know, sorry, you got to get a refund. You have to have some satisfaction here for whatever it is that sent this careening out of control, because there's no bigger mafia than the phone companies and what they do to you with the how many years contract nonsense and what they make you do to shake someone from a plan or.
I'm looking for a free month of service. I'll tell you that much.
That's what I would say.
This is kind of ridiculous.
I would say it's out of control. You need to satisfy me somehow. Let's work our way backwards. 3 months, 2 months, 1 month. But 40 minutes and counting is just way too much time to be struggling to try to figure out why you're not getting phone service. That's somebody else's gig. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send them to us. You know how to do that. Go to the website, americatonight.net. And click on the email, and bada bing, you are in. We'll meet you on the flip side.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Omar Gaddafi out of the honeycomb. He's in a tunnel somewhere because he's got a bunch of tunnels and chambers underneath of the little hole that he crawled into. Yeah, do you believe it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we're at. We're talking about Gaddafi and should he be allowed to have exile once they smoke him out. It's in a neighborhood somewhere. There's playgrounds and clinics and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, they're not going to have any airstrikes there. They're going to have to figure out a different way to pull him out of the tunnels. But he's in the tunnel. He does seem to be have vanished in thin, into thin air. Reminds me of an episode of a series that I used to watch on Showtime called Weeds, where they had tunnels from Mexico that went up into the United States in Southern California. And it was went into a clothing store, basically, led into one of these clothing stores that the drug lords ended up owning. So somewhere he's going to pop up. I mean, he's like, if he's like a mole, he's got to, some at some point, he has to come out of that hole. But I guess it's a question of where. So his regime is now done. It is, for all intents and purposes, done. His face isn't shown, but should he have to face the music for what he's done, meaning all the human lives that he's taken? I mean, you got to remember, Libya is a nation that's got 140 major tribes, and they've spent now more than the past few months since February killing members of other tribes. So you got this whole revenge thing that seems to be reenacted constantly all over the Middle East, and here now is Libya. So 42 years, he's been the guy. Now you've got cities that run on what? Who is ultimately, what is the transition? What is the rebel transition? They say that the Rebel Transitional National Council, that's a mouthful, the TNC, is going to rebuild the ruined economy, hold trials for Gaddafi loyalists, hold free elections, and so on and so forth. Is that really going to happen? Are we going to see a stable and free Libya? What do you think? Think of the oil. So was it worth the billions of dollars that were spent helping with airstrikes? What do you think? 800-259-5791. Here's one of the things the president had to say that the regime certainly has unraveled. But as I was mentioning, you know, first you got to get Gaddafi. It's done. We know that. And it's all about really human freedom in the end.
The situation is still very fluid. There remains a degree of uncertainty, and there are still regime elements who pose a threat. But this much is clear. The Gaddafi regime is coming to an end. In just 6 months, the 42-year reign of Muammar Gaddafi has unraveled. Earlier this year, we were inspired by the peaceful protests that broke out across Libya. This basic and joyful longing for human freedom echoed the voices that we had heard all across the region. In the face of these protests, the Gaddafi regime responded with brutal crackdowns. Civilians were murdered in the streets. A campaign of violence was launched against the Libyan people. Gaddafi threatened to hunt peaceful protesters down like rats. An unprecedented coalition was formed that included the United States, our NATO partners, and Arab nations. And in March, the international community launched a military operation to save lives and stop Gaddafi's forces in their tracks.
All right, so it took a long time. You could debate, did it take too long? This happened back in February, and now this certainly has been dragged out all the way through till almost the end of August, really the end of August. And where do the pieces fall after this? I'm going to give you my digits again. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
Kate, remember I told you there would be a basketball strike?
You did say there was going to be a basketball strike, and sure enough, yes.
And I was telling Matt I'm going to Detroit in October for the Detroit Lions game place of Atlanta. Dominic and Sue, Kate.
Oh, how fun will that be? Because you're, so people know, you're living in Oregon, obviously. I mentioned that you were calling from Oregon, but you're a native Michigander, correct?
Yes, and the mayor wants to see me, and we're going to talk about your show.
Well, you tell him he needs to get the show on in Detroit. We're on all over Michigan, but not Detroit.
No, actually, it's Dearborn. It's the hometown of Henry Ford.
There you go. That's even better. That'd be
and
perfect.
Me and Matt were talking about some colored things. Me and Matt were talking about that tonight.
Mm-hmm. I sent you a note about that.
You did? So I didn't see it.
Yeah, you go and look. There's a note up there. Our man down under can help you with that.
Who's Matt?
No, not Matt, because Matt has not. Just so everybody knows, because, of course, we're a radio network, but you can actually see me if you go to the website of ericatonight.net through the miracle of the Powell Talk Network, and you can chat with us there. That's how Jeff discovered the show in Oregon. So Jeff's talking about the color coding they do a lot of times with chats. And trying to figure out how you move up the chain there. And certainly the man down under, like I said, Jack, would be able to answer that question. Hey, have fun at that game, and we'll be thinking about you as the football season kicks off. Thanks, Jeff. And a good reminder, as Jeff brings that up, you could tell he was excited to go back home. That's a pretty long trip, you know, Oregon to Michigan. But there's something about football. You are just loyal to that team. You're loyal to the place where you were born, where you're rooted for the team, and you might kind of adopt the city that you're in, but it's never quite the same thing. There's your first love and, you know, the one that's okay. That's what I think anyway. If you move away from that team, you still always root for the team. I'm the perfect example of that. I've lived in so many other places, from California to New Mexico to Nevada, to, you know, New York, all over the place, Texas, and I grew up in outside of Philadelphia. So I always rooted for the Eagles. Matt, if he hasn't stepped away to go grab a candy bar to feed his fix, Matt has lived in Minneapolis and lived in some other places, like certainly traveled a lot. But you are true blue to the Vikings, aren't you?
100%.
And if you move suddenly, because, you know, of course, America Tonight, as it is just a thriving, pumping machine, and you're a big reason why the show is doing so well, you just never know what's going to happen. If you had to move, like imagine if you had to move to Texas, would you adopt the Dallas Cowboys?
I do not think so. I could never see myself doing that. The only way I can kind of see some of that happening is maybe baseball-wise, like just adopting a National League team, maybe. If I moved to, like, San Diego, I can adopt the Padres a little bit because they don't play my Twins. But I don't see – in football, there's too much cross-rivalry going on, and I wouldn't be able to accept that.
Yeah, that's what I think. And that's the definition of fan to me, because you have – you just are always going to stick with that first love. No matter who comes along, they can't knock you off of that. And – we've got a thing called Nail the Score, and it's so fun to watch people call in because it's a very simple game to play. And what happens, and it's coming up actually in a couple of weeks, it's that first Thursday after Labor Day, and it's in our third hour, and I hope a lot of you listening participate because we have great prizes, but it's not about the prizes. I think it's more about the bragging rights. So the computer randomly picks the game of the week, and it could be anyone. It could be the Dallas Cowboys and my team, the Philadelphia Eagles. You call up and you say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, boom, you're in. You've won. And the streamers fly down among the masses. We throw a parade for you, a radio parade. And you win the prizes and the bragging rights. It doesn't happen very often. Chris in Connecticut did it a couple of years ago and cleared the prize closet out and was so excited to win and actually won on an Eagles guess. And it's just like playing the lottery, though. You don't have to know anything about football or sports. You're just picking a team. You're picking a team and throwing out a guess. That's why I think it's part of the whole fun of doing that. No fun for the people who are now stuck in the opposite situation. They're on the wrong end of the law, at least for now, in Libya. You have looting and mob justice and, possibly maybe even a civil war that could be on hand in that country. Right now it doesn't look like it. I was explaining the thing about the tribes and how they all have different moans and groans, and they've been after each other now for a while, and so now that you've got this government collapsing, what ultimately steps in, what ultimately comes to be in place of Gaddafi? A dictator? Another dictator? A different dictator? What do the rebels want to do? It's like I said, Hosni Mubarak, who's in a hospital basically waiting for a judge to decide his fate. Of course, we saw what happened with Saddam Hussein, captured, tried, executed. Think that's the same thing that awaits Gaddafi? Think that's what should happen to Gaddafi? Should they try him and execute him, a civil trial, boom? What do you think? 800-259-5791 or shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America Tonight. As promised, we're going to go to We Can Count. I was talking about numbers and how much of our lives revolve around numbers. Tried a little experiment, because I know that I say this a couple of times a week, and I thought, I'm going to just try to go through a day. I know this is twisted, isn't it? I'm going to try to go through a day of no numbers. Well, I blew that pretty much, because I have contacts in my iPhone, but they're not always, I don't have them all laid out. So I had to go and dial some numbers pretty much right off the bat. So that was it. The number thing went right down the tubes early, early in the day. It's like a little experiment that I've tried once or twice, and sometimes it works out. Do you ever do this where you feel like you're just getting nickeled and dimed to death? Whatever it is. Oh, I had a green fee I had to pay. Oh, I took the kids to the baseball game. Oh. On top of that, then we went to the double feature. Ugh. Then we went to the DQ. And before you know it, that Benjamin you had in your pocket, poof, that was gone. And you're on your second Benjamin. So then you decide, I'm just going to have a day where I don't spend a cent. I'm not going to spend a cent. I've read about these people. They can survive and thrive on no cash. Certainly I can just do it for a day. It's kind of a wild thing to try to do that. Because that's what happens. There's something somewhere, a couple of bucks here, whatever, that you end up having to reach into your pocket or wallet or whatever and spend. So that's kind of like my numbers thing. But I think it's a little easier to do it with the money than it is to try to do it with the just actual numbers, not using any numbers. So without further ado, time for another edition of We Can Count. And we start with gold topping 1900. Yep. Do you believe it? I was saying 2000 by the end of the year, and it's looking like that's paltry. It's probably going to be over 2000 by the end of the year. On a tear. I mean, this is a tear. This is just a couple of weeks after rising above 1800. I mean, it's milestone after milestone. Gold started the year just above 1400 an ounce. So if you do the math on this, the numbers, gold prices rose 2.4% during the regular trading session, settling at $1,891.91 an ounce after hours, and then, of course, going over to 1900. It's looking like it's, could it pull back a little bit? I think so, but it's looking like it could get even closer to the 2000. I think it does absolutely hit that and go higher by the end of the year. Silver had a big run up and then it kind of went backwards after that. But I still think that it's a hedge against inflation, and gold has definitely outpaced inflation in this last decade. So inflation has only picked up 2.4% in the last 10 years. But the price of yellow metal, whew, has climbed 21% a year. Yeah, interesting. And it's a good shield for a lot of people when you have gold coins because here's the hint. Just think of the tax man. The tax man always has his hand out, shall we say. All right, continuing down this path of the numbers that I'm talking about, not to break the chain there, I mentioned this as well, but I didn't give a big explanation. Syrians, the death toll there is over 2,200. These are figures that have been released by the UN. So in breaking it down, what they're saying is that 2,200 people have been killed so far in this crackdown, with about 350 people killed since the start of Ramadan. And the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is coming up with the numbers. He spoke in Geneva, Switzerland at a Human Rights Council. They were talking about the human rights violations in Syria. So we go from Libya to Syria. I mean, you know how this all, you know, ultimately works. Ultimately, Syria protesters who, you know, they don't have any oil. Libya had oil. Not to be so cynical. So Syria's not getting the love from the other people in the world that Libya got. Because who's going to help them out? Who's going to help them out? Yeah. There's not a lot of rope being thrown in their direction, let's just say that. We got bigger fish to fry. Although we won't admit it. It's that one little world out there that survives and thrives on oil. I read this today somewhere about ships and the money that's been spent. And the ships that I'm talking about are the ships that the Coast Guard has. So how about this? In the last, I guess, decade, the Coast Guard has just two new ships to show for the money they spent. They spent $7 billion plus. So with Congress hanging on to every penny, I don't think the Coast Guard's going to get any big money. The Coast Guard was supposed to have at least eight new ships, four 418-foot national security cutters, and four 154-foot cutters. But that's not happened. Instead, they have two of the largest ships in use, and I guess they've got two more ships on the way, but they're behind the curve in this one. And they can't seem to answer the question because they keep getting asked about that. And they're not going to get a blank check. The Coast Guard's not going to get a blank check. So they might have blown it. Whoever was with cost overruns and project that had quotes, management problems, they might not get the money that they need to upgrade the aircraft that they're trying to replace, I guess. Yeah, you gotta at least prove you're doing something with the money, especially these days. It used to be a big shell game, but I think now with so many people watching, you're, especially with the defense budget, you're going to see less and less of that. It's not going to be quite so easy to get away with what they used to be able to get away with cost overruns and problems on various projects. They'll have a harder time, I think. All right, got another one for you. This is probably our last one here for We Can Count. And this one has to do with something that I think some of you might already be aware of. I don't know if you saw it or not. It's been in a lot of the newspapers and been talked about the last couple of days. But the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., they've got a memorial now on the National Mall in Washington. And it's supposed to be dedicated later this week. And it's a pretty cool statue of King. If you look at a photograph of him, and it's, I mean, it's just a towering granite sculpture. And it's resembles really his I Have a Dream speech, sort of the look that he had on his face at a moment while he was, you know, pausing in between there. And the, I'll tell you, the memorial is just so on the way he looks, just absolutely amazing, the likeness. And it's a 30-foot-tall sculpture altogether and a 450-foot-long granite wall that has 14 quotations from his speech. So there were a lot of celebrations that were kicked off. And it's pretty tall, 20 feet, so that would be, what, 6 meters tall? And I like the idea of the quotations. The one of the big engravings says, "We shall overcome because the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice."